Here you go.
Can somebody, anybody tell me what the new situation?
No limit. You know that's my part. Shout out to my man Pooh from Meadow Rose. Situation. Somebody tell me what to do. That's what they say in the intro for Situation. And that is exactly what we're trying to figure out right here in Charlotte, America, in our own backyard. Folks are now calling it not Chirac, but Charrac. They're saying that's what Charlotte is like. Listed on the top 30 deadliest cities in America in 2017, 2018, and now in 2019. We are also trending that way. We are trying to figure out what to do, how to do it, and how can we decrease some of this violence in the city. As you said, as Jessica said earlier, last night, three people were shot, one actually died after a fight near UNCC Charlotte in some apartments over there. So brings our murder total to about 47 numbers?
I believe it's 47 homicides.
47 homicides here in Charlotte, America. And it's not even what we call summer. It's not even hot, because you know most people say most crime or violence happens when it gets hot. So it's not even hot yet. It's on the way to being hot, and we already had half a hundred almost. So been teaming up with these folks. My man Will Adams from Team True Blue.
Yes, sir.
Y'all been working in the Queen City for a minute, man. Tell us about Team True Blue.
Team True Blue. We've been actually active, man, for about 7 years now. We started out doing the Boulevard Homes Little Rock community day, and then it just spread it and it birthed Team True Blue. And Team True Blue is actually a community, part of the community that goes out into the schools and things, man, lunch buddying and feeding the homeless, going to visit the victims that's been murdered, and just passing the word out, man, and just stopping this violence.
When we talk about violence in the city, you've seen violence in the city firsthand because your son was actually murdered.
Absolutely, back in 2008.
Mm-hmm. And how was that? You know, because you know a lot of people talk about, you know, the front part of the process, which is the person that was actually murdered. But on the back side of the process, the family that's left behind, like a dad, like yourself, like how was it for you going through that process?
Well, in the beginning, man, I didn't know what I was gonna do. I mean, you know, nobody wants this pain, and I don't wish this pain on nobody. It's true, man, when they say that when the candlelight vigil is gone, when the people who visiting you stop coming, when the phone stop ringing, the people stop caring, the how you doing, are you okay, the I love you.
It's okay.
Yeah. And just mean it's real, man. That's what you experience when somebody is killed, and you experience that real pain.
Yeah, man, it's just hard, man, because we as a community, man, we have to get back to loving each other and loving on each other. You know, them first couple of days of that week, man, you're going to have everybody checking on you. Everybody's concerned about you. But what happens that next month? Mm-hmm. What happens the month after that? What happens the next year? Is that same crowd still checking on that family? Mm-hmm. And that's what we got to get back to, checking on each other and loving on each other, man. This violence has to stop.
And it's not even a matter of, we have to be a little bit more proactive, you know? And when we see our brothers and our sisters going down the wrong route before death, we have to step in. And we have to respect each other enough that when somebody does step in, you have enough respect for them to say, okay, they just looking out for me. You know, they're not trying to check me. They're not trying to disrespect me or anything like that, especially when our elders are coming up to us and saying, hey, you know, you might want to check your actions. It's not a level of disrespect. It's a level of love and caring. And we just don't want, the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First to happen to you.
Just new alert coming in from one of my officer friends said there was also another homicide late morning. So that brings our total to 48. We come back, man. We're going to talk about, you know, everybody said, well, what's the solution? Talk to Team True Blue about some solutions that they're working on that I'm actually partnering with them on. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. If you want to chime in, Queen City, you know, the lines is always open. Charlotte America, 570-WPEG, Charlotte's Plug is Pod 88.
No limit.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We are back inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on today's situation. High today is going to be right at 86. 69 degrees right now with sunshine in Charlotte, America, talking about how can we help stop some of this violence in our city, in our backyard in Charlotte, America. Got Team True Blue in the building. Now one part of the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte program that we birthed and we started together. Building and bringing communities together and all the community organizations that are about peace and positivity. Got my man Will Adams in the building from Team True Blue. And somebody had a question online. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Man, I was wanting to know how to get the information so I can get with the group because I'm also doing something for the youth as well. I'm offering 30 haircuts a month for any child who parent wants to take them to two barbershops in the city that I partnered with, Premier Grooming Academy and Azale Barbershop on Mallet Creek Church Road.
That's what's up.
The haircuts are paid for out of my own pocket. I'm doing it every month forever.
Forever? You know, every month forever?
Yeah, forever. Every month forever.
This is Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, this Wolf. Yeah.
What up, Wolf? What's up with you?
What's up with you, man? How you doing?
Good, man. And it is absolutely a positive thing that you're doing. And Team True Blue, along with myself in the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte, we got a lot of organizations that are coming together. So we invite you. We was about to tell the audience about this big meeting that we're actually going to have on Saturday, if you can, and come bring that to the table.
I'll be there.
All right, so we're about to tell, like, we was about to announce this, but go ahead, Will. Tell them about the meeting this Saturday.
All right, this Saturday, man, at 1:30. 2600 Newland Road. I'm going to say it again. 130-2600 Newland Road. We're having a lock-in. We're calling any and everybody that's concerned about the city of Charlotte. We invite all leaders, all pastors, all churches, all bike clubs, representatives to please come by. We're going to get in this room. We're going to turn the key. We're going to lock the door. And we're going to figure this out, how we're going to start this movement of trying to take back our city and instilling love and hope back into our city, because right now the love is gone.
Yeah, because one thing about it is there are a lot of organizations out here that do a lot in the community, just like my man Wolf Wilson called in. It's a lot of organizations that are, you know, definitely positive and do a lot of things. So we invite all of you out to come in so we can come in and sit down and put together plans for the rest of the year. Because what happens is, you know, we'll sit, we'll talk, and then there's one organization to do something, or you're doing something over here, you're doing something over there, and then everybody don't know about it. So we want everybody to be on the same page, everybody to know about it, so we can all support each other, and no one group or no one person gets burnt out.
Absolutely. Make sure tonight, let's not forget about tonight, at 7 o'clock, we will be at
Boardwalk Billy's, the parking lot.
Right, for the candlelight, for the homicide stuff that happened at the school, man. Shout out in our hearts and love. Condolences go out to the family, UNCC. We are actually going to be there. The neighborhoods of Charlotte, we going to actually hold us down for the city, man.
Pop it out again. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Well, the reason why I'm calling is because I want to say that whatever you guys are doing in the community, I'm willing to come out and help and support. I think a lot of times people, you know, don't take advantage of trying to help others. And it's really sad. And my heart goes out to the families out here that have to wake up to their children no longer there, you know, not being able to spend time with them for the summer. And it's, again, I'm so proud of Power 98 for bringing such a good thing to the community to let people know that there are options out here. There's ways around things without you having to pull a trigger or you fight or you stab somebody in the wrong type of way.
Thank you for your call this morning. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. So another thing, True Blue, are you looking for volunteers for your organization? Because people hit me all the time for volunteer opportunities. And, you know, for the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte, we definitely would be looking for volunteers. But for Team True Blue, are you looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. Team True Blue is always looking for volunteers. We had the Lunch Buddy program. which actually you go into the school system and eat lunch with a child, even though it may not be your child, but it's about eating lunch with another child to start that revolution of us loving on each other. And also we had the reading program that is spreading around Charlotte like wildfire. So, you know, we just actually just take 10 or 15 minutes at a time to come by, but you can also become a member of Team True Blue.
Mm-hmm. All right, so another thing. Will, you work with a lot of youth, or you see a lot of youth here in the city, and, you know, sometimes it's after they've gotten in trouble. Mm-hmm. What are they saying to you, like, reasons they get in trouble? Because I know what some of the guys are telling me, so I want you to talk about, like, some of the stuff that they're telling you on why they're getting in trouble and maybe picking up some of these guns out here.
Well, I mean, I just sum it up. They say don't nobody care about them. I mean, that's just, you know, you hear things like, you know, we ain't got no food. Don't nobody care about us. My mama trying to do all she can. My daddy ain't in the household. You hear that a lot. You know, my dad ain't around. I ain't got no man to talk to. You know, things like this. So we trying to change that, man. We trying to change that narrative to where those kids have somebody to talk to. And just because you may not be the biological father, but you can always be a father in somebody's life.
All right, questions, comments inside the Madhouse 570-WPEG. Another thing I'm hearing, you know, a lot of this violence is a lot of people, like you said, are hungry and they want things. And a lot of this stuff is stemming from robbery. Like people are just, you know, just desperation is out here robbing people. And that's where a lot of the violence is coming from. So we're definitely going to try to address that this Saturday at the meeting. If you want to be there this Saturday, what's the address again?
2600 Newland Road at 1:30. You can also hit Team True Blue at Team True Blue on Facebook. And that's TEAMTRUBLUE on Facebook. You can get us at TeamTrueBlue@gmail.com. And we're also on Instagram.
Don't live it.
Situation here in the Queen City is violence is at an all-time high, man. 48 homicides here in Charlotte already. We haven't even hit June yet. It ain't even got hot yet. That's what the people in the street say, man. It ain't even hot yet. We had 48 homicides here in the city. Just had two more last night. And we're just trying to, you know, get in front of it and trying to get this violence to stop in our city. So sitting down, meeting with some organizations here in the city. One is Team True Blue. And now we are forming the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte, bringing together a lot of organizations here in the city that do things positively that affect our youth.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That affect adults, that affect everybody who's moving into a positive Charlotte. So, got a big meeting on Saturday, right? Will Adams is in the building from Team True Blue.
Yeah.
Big meeting on Saturday. Tell them about that again if they want to come.
Again, this Saturday, 1:30 at 2600 Newland Road. Anybody who's been affected by this senseless violence that's going on in our city, we invite you out to 2600 Newland Road. All churches, if you're a leader, we definitely need you to come on out to 2600 Newland Road.
And come out with some ideas, because we definitely don't know everything. And, you know, the people with the most or the most effective ideas are sometimes people who have been directly affected by the violence on either side, whether you're somebody who's had somebody who's used a gun or used violence to solve a situation, or you're on the other side. You know, you've had somebody who's been murdered. So right. We need you to come out with your ideas and solutions. And this is going to be a big meeting toward a movement that we're doing here in Charlotte. This is the start. So that'll be this Saturday, May the 4th. We also have something May the 11th.
May the 11th is at Hornets Nest Park. It's the gathering. Make sure you come out to that one, May the 11th. May 19th, we are at Sugar Creek. Make sure you come over there. Support Sugar Creek when we got June 6th. I'm excited about all of them, but this one in particular I'm very excited about because it's a 9-year-old.
It's June 9th.
Oh, June 9th.
Yeah,
sorry,
June
9th.
Sorry. Every week, yep.
This is how excited I am.
She was just on our show, too,
hey,
Brooklyn.
Man, that's how I hooked up because I was listening to your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen it, the live that y'all was doing, man. You know, and for those that, you know, if y'all ain't around, you know what I'm saying? Get the app, get on live, look at it because I'm telling you. But I seen them, man, and it was just amazing and it moved me and I just talked to the neighborhoods of Charlotte and say, hey, this is what we need to do to get behind this young lady. So June 9th, we're going to get behind Miss Brooklyn. Then we got
Mio June 15th. Mio hasn't said where her location is going to be, but she's a 12-year-old here in the city that is putting together a Stop the Violence and Peace rally too. So shout out to, man, the youth.
Absolutely.
And that's
man.
What we say we need, who we need to involve. So shout out to these two young ladies who are putting things together and saying, look, the senseless violence has got to stop because they want to see a future. They want to have a future.
Absolutely, man. You know, and back to the dates of July 19th, and, no, 20, July 20th and 21st is Boulevard Homes Little Rock Reunion, mm-hmm. where Team True Blue was birthed from. So, and you actually doing the...
Yeah, I'm going to be doing, me and my brother are going to be in charge of the Little Rock versus Boulevard Homes basketball game.
Boulevard Homes going to win, of course.
I think my brother going to represent Boulevard Homes. So if I'm coaching against him, it's over for him. Y'all going to lose this year. Tell you that right there. If I'm coaching Team Little Rock, we going to win, baby.
There you go. There
we
going
to win, baby.
Y'all already know where it come from. Boulevard Homes all day. Stand up.
So, that'll be in July. So we're working on stuff, putting together a calendar for the rest of the year. So we need to cover August, September, October, November, December. So
we got July 4th also. Shout out to Big Brandon. July 14th is Grill Time.
Mm-hmm.
So you got July 14th, Grill Time. Then you turn around and come over to Boulevard Homes, Little Rock, right there at Tuck Center on July 20th or 21st. It's going all the way down.
Yep.
Got some people on the line, man.
Who you got checking in?
Shout out to Big Jackie Lowry. Like, you know, listen, let me tell you about Jackie, man. Jackie get down and play that softball and that basketball. She's a basketball coach now. She's a beast out there on that. So she already knows she's going to be heating you up no limit. Shout out to, that's who it is, Shawanda David. What's up, cuz? Oh, I see you. Tim Paulin, I see you. Monique Tinsley. Shout out to...
Shout out to my man Gemini. He was checking
man.
In.
Big Gemini had surgery.
Yeah,
he had surgery on his shoulder.
Yeah, because I had hit him up and he hit me back. I thought me and Gemini was going out the box. I'm just kidding, Gemini. I'm just kidding. And shout out to my man Tony Ford, too, who does a lot of work on Betty's Ford Road, too. Shout out to him.
Yeah, big shout out to Big Murph sitting right here beside me, rolling with me. Man, he came up with these T-shirts, man. Shout out to Telly Willie Jenkins. Y'all, Telly Willie Jenkins, ain't that a name?
Telly Willie Jenkins.
Telly Willie Jenkins. He came up with the name United Neighborhoods of Charlotte. My man Murph did the T-shirts, man, logos and all that. So, you know, it's about the community to come together, man. We got together. Shout out to Case. We see you, Case. And just coming together, just doing something positive, man, in our community, man. And big shout out to Power 98 and you especially, sir, because no limit when you made the step out, man, to say that you were tired and you wanted to do something when you did you put out to do
the Day of Solidarity.
The Day of Solidarity. You know, even though we still got questions of why that came out on that day.
It's all good.
But just look at the fact that you called for a Day of Solidarity on that day. And 10 neighborhoods committed and actually performed on a day of solidarity.
Well, you know, everything we do in the Madhouse is a team effort, you know, and Power 98 is a team effort. We can't do nothing without each other, so we all get together and we all come up with ideas and we shoot the ideas out there and put it out there to the public. Like, we all work hard in this community because we all want to see this community thrive. We all, you know, we all live and work here, so we gotta piece it together and work together, and we're going to continue to do so. How can we get in touch with y'all at Team True Blue if I want to volunteer, if I want to come out to something, if I want more information about Team True Blue?
Hit us up on Facebook at TEAMTRUBLUE. That's Facebook and Instagram. And also you can email us at TeamTrueBlue@gmail.com.
Oh, I cannot leave without saying this. This Saturday, Delahaye Courts, They got the big reading program over there.
Right.
From two, I think it's from 2 to 4. They're going to be doing a reading program. If you want to come out and read to the kids in Delahaye Court, yeah, I encourage anybody who's from Delahaye Courts who no longer lives there, come back and read to some of the youth over there this Saturday from 2 to 4. I'd be a part of that too this Saturday as well.
Yeah, we just got hit up saying that Goon Bays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And they want to be a part, No Limits. So that's big. You know, they got the big kickball thing.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, so they just hit us up and say, hey, they want to be a part. Shout out to Shaquana Baltimore. You know, she real big out there, got a big voice in the community. She wants to be a part. You got Jabari saying he want to be a part.
We
so everybody, you know, we doing some work, man. We're getting out here. Charles Robinson, we see you. We know you running for District 4.
Charlotte plug, man. Thank you, man.
98 WPEG, got my man Gemini Project Boat on the phone. What's up, big dog?
Man, what's happening? What's happening, man? I love it this morning. I'm loving it this morning.
I appreciate you, man. So tell us about your organization and exactly what does it stand for?
Well, Project BOAT is an acronym. So the BOAT stands for Building Outstanding Lives Together. And we seek to empower the community for the marginalized individuals that are out in the city, man, that are struggling, man. And we also look to help the returning citizens with jobs, job placement, and getting them job readiness also, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some things going on this summer, man, where we're going to be trying to also put together a resume writing class, man, for the youth from ages 15 to 18, man, so they can know things like that.
Okay, so how long have you been working with your organization, Gemini?
Man, you know, I was gone 20 years. I was gone from our city for 20 years, man. I've been home now for 3 years, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I come right out the door, man, with a plan on trying to make a difference because all the things that I went through in this city and all the things that I've done, man. So I'm here to tell these youth that, man, that thing real on the other side. That's mm-hmm. what a lot of them don't know. They look at stuff, they listen to music, they do all these certain things, and they don't realize, you know what I'm saying, when they take a life or anything like that, that you got to be held accountable for when you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're ready to face a life sentence, or hear a judge tell you you're facing 10 to life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they don't even get to you in years no more. They get to you in months. You got 339 months.
Yeah, exactly.
And you ain't not trying to calculate. You ain't passed math class. You ain't not trying to add that up.
They told me 360 on one sentence, man, and 240 on another sentence.
Wow.
And I was like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? I'm standing there trying to add it up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, it's only 12 months in a year.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about getting a 600. That's a long way away.
Facts, big bro. Facts.
So by the grace of God, man, President Obama came in, changed some laws, man. And I was able to come out, and I came out with a plan, man. That's why when I reached out to Will about what we're trying to do now, I say, man, we need to do something. It need to be a Charlotte Day. Mm-hmm. Once again, man, in this city, man, for healing, because a lot of our kids today don't know that all of us are cool if we got kids or nephews or anything. So I believe if they start seeing us together, you know, it make them think twice about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the main part. We have to bring back structure as black men in this community. You know what I'm saying? It ain't enough of us doing what we got to do in the community.
And you know what?
So as black men, we got to show love.
Yeah, and that was my thing about, you know, I said, you know, we all could talk and talk about who ain't doing this and who ain't doing what, but once we get together and put our minds together, we all working toward one common cause, and that is
exactly,
to stop violence,
bro.
Period.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
that was my whole thing. But it's glad to see everybody working together, man, and glad to be a part of it with you guys and United Neighborhoods of Charlotte, Project BOAT, Team True Blue, and everybody else who's involved, man. I am elated to be a part of this organization.
I am too, man. I'm so excited for Saturday because I just want to get everybody in the room, man, and just hear the ideas on
mm-hmm.
what we need to do to make this happen. Make it like how Westside used to be on Bates Ford Road, so we'll just have more activities at a certain location, man. You know what I'm saying? And I should have a location for us. I had somebody reach out to us. I'm waiting to hear back from them. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? news producers supposed to be reaching back to us, man. People are actually working in the background and also trying to make this happen because it's a needed thing right now. And it also show that like minds and individuals with different organizations and everything else, that we care about our city, mm-hmm. as black men. We don't, you know, they tell us that we don't, but when something bad happens, we don't go to certain locations, but when the police do this, we always march into this. Now, we are at the locations when bad things happen. Just like tonight, we're trying to come together and stand together in solidarity tonight. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, and I will be there, one arm and all.
Well, come on, one arm, Gemini. Come on, one arm, Gemini. Well, brother, I appreciate you,
thank
man.
Thank y'all, man.
And thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no problem, man. No problem, man. And y'all keep holding it down, man. Ain't nothing but love this way, man.
All right, Charlotte's plug is Pod 88. Thank you, bro.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.